Blog Talk Radio.
This is Miss Controversy Bird, of course, and I'm joined with Miss Z Marie on tonight's show. Z Marie, how you doing? What's good? What's good?
Hey, I'm in the building. I'm in the park. I'm in the arena. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Empire Elks tonight, people, it's the only option. Yes, we said it. Empire or Elks. And we just want to bring in the energy as we are coming off of the Justice or Else, you know, major historical event, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Z Marie and myself had the opportunity to be up there with an awesome group called the Unconquered Mind Service Group. And so we're feeling this Empire or Else vibe, thanks to Z Marie. And we want to bring it to you live straight off the top on the show. So Z Marie, what's going on? How was Justice or Else? What was it like for you?
Justice or Else was really about family. Not only did I feel like a family, thanks to Va, the CEO of the Unconquered Mind Service Group, but I also saw families all around me at the National Mall. I mean, the airport was thick because it was so many black and brown people in the area. I'm sure, I don't know the original or the final numbers, but it looked like it was more than a million people there. And a lot of those people were family. A lot of those people were kids. I saw Spelman Sisters there. I saw different groups who are a part of black colleges. So it was a really, really inspiring time. And it was just one of those things where you like, okay, all right. You know how your favorite song, come on, Miss Controversy. You like, all right, this is me right here. You know, I'm about to do a little step. It felt like that. It felt like, yeah, I'm black. It's still beautiful. It's popping. So it just felt really, really good to be a part of something so big, so beyond myself. And that's very important for our listeners to know, for us to remember, like, your blackness don't wake you up. But being a part of the black movement is awesome. And it really is something that's beyond our comprehension. So it's important for us to take part in it and try to be a foot soldier. You may not understand everything. A lot of it happened before you even got to this earth, but it's time for you to be a foot soldier and really understand what it's about now that you're here. So, yeah, right. I'm real hyped about it. I thought it was a real peaceful thing. And, you know, shouts out to everybody with melanin in their skin who's still on this earth.
Right.
I'll say this, Miss Controversy. Maya Angelou said it best. She said that, you know how many things they try to do to kill us? But we still here.
Let's go. Run it. Z Marie, I feel you on that. I also felt the family energy at this historical event. It was the result of great organizing. It was the result of determination and networking. And it was also an opportunity for those who went to experience blessings on a different dimension. By seeing others band together, sacrifice together to get to the event, that was a blessing in itself. So I want to say shouts out to all the people that I networked with, the Triple P's, Mr. Waker, Helen, Carmen, and so many different people that I met at the event on the day of. It was just amazing. And shouts out again to the group that we were a part of, Unconquered Mind Service Group. .com. Don't forget the little dash, unconqueredminds-sg.com. We're going to be bringing on the CEO a little bit later in the show, but we want to just run it down while we use the empire, while we got to throw empire or else in there as we get ready to, you know, zoom in on the topic of tonight. So, Z Marie, is the one who was inspired a little bit, because she's the only one on the show tonight that actually has seen an episode or two. So I would like for you to bring, you know, your background empire knowledge as far as the show goes, and then we're gonna take from that and tell you what Empire Elks means on the Vibrate and Elevate show.
All right, yeah, let's go. So, you know, let's be real. Empire is one of the number one shows right now. It's on Fox. It has a black cast. It has a star-studded cast. Like, Kelly Rowland has been on there. Chris Rock has been on there. So many people are on there. And, of course, we know Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard are the two parents on the show. So they're the star. They're the stars of the show. And so this show has so much drama, it's not even funny, but we're not trying to tap into the melodrama of the show tonight by evoking the word empire. We're really trying to evoke power that family has. So it's a lot of critics out there. Some people like the show, some people don't like the show, but one thing everybody can agree on is that it's a black cast, and this is a powerful show. They got money in the show. They have a lot of clout in the show, so they don't just have money, they have power in the show. Obviously, it's the music business that they're a part of, so they're, the parents are basically the producers, and the kids are the talent. And Terrence Howard is also like a rapper or whatever. So it's the rap industry. We know, Miss Controversy, that a lot of negativity comes from the rap energy as far, industry as far as images. So, again, it's not all good when it comes to the show, but the power that this family has cannot be denied. And so I feel like it's a great opportunity for us to tap into the popularity of the show by naming, you know, by including it in our show. And then the other thing is, well, let's talk about what an empire is. That's an old-ass word. The empire word has a lot to do with emperors and nations. You know, the Roman Empire, a lot of people remember it from school. And so what we're trying to say is, just like the Million Man March is still in existence and it's a powerful entity that's going strong, you might even call it an empire, well, we feel like the next level for us is to build empires and nothing else will do. And so let me break it down.
That's
just
right.
A little
Wait, say that again. Rewind.
Hey,
nothing else will do.
Nothing else will do. We got to build empires around this thing. So what does that mean? Because that's a tall task, and I'm going to let Ms. Controversy get in on it. But the one little thing I want to say is, because it's such a tall task, there's a lot to it. So the reason why that show has so much drama is because at any moment, you could lose your empire. At any moment, you could make a mistake. You could have a bad song. You could have a bad album. And then, you know, sales drop. Well, then people lose interest. So you always got to be doing something to maintain the empire. And what does that mean? That means that it's a lot of people involved in the empire and maintaining it. So already we know, Ms. Controversy, that we have to work together. And so when I looked up the definition of empire, one of the main things I saw when I looked up the definition of empire is that it's larger than a kingdom. And the empire is actually a couple of different nations. So we might even think about the UN as being an empire. So an empire is huge as hell. And so it takes a lot of cooperation for an empire to be successful, but because it includes so many people, so many organizations. So that's the main thing I want to say. I don't want to act like it's sweet, because it's a tough thing what we're saying. But we also say
it is.
But it ain't easy. That's my main point. It ain't easy, but it's necessary. So, yeah, that's my 15 cents.
That's your 15 cent with some golden 2 cents off top. I need my money off top, right?
Hey.
So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Z Marie just laid out, like, pretty much what we're getting ready to talk about in the success plan for Empire, and I'm going to run it down to you. But just so you know, it says an extensive group of states or countries under a single supreme authority. All right, and then you have synonyms like kingdom, realm, domain, territory. You know, we don't even use those words anymore, right? We're so caught up in only on our block. You know, I'm representing Goose Park. I'm representing this over here. I'm representing 52nd Street or 7th Avenue or whatever it might be, right? When if we just had the mind to all of us to come together and be like, we representing Dade County down south all the way to Florida City. What do you want? Because in order for you to interact with us, you got to present your claim. What is it that you want? Like, just like when you come to the gates of a kingdom or a certain territory, what are you doing?
Yes.
You passing through? You coming to trade? You coming to break bread? Or you coming to war? What is it? And
right.
So
announce
that's
yourself.
One of the – thank you. Announce yourself. Oh, break yourself. Like, get ready. And this is so huge because in regards to us embracing this whole thing about empire, this is actually the solution. This is how the communities are going to protect their own selves. You understand? This is how the families
yes.
are going to protect their own self when they decide to collaborate, when they decide to lock arms. But the only way for that to happen, one, is for you to set your goals. So that's the first thing. On our success plan, on our blueprint for success in regards to creating your own empire, you need to create your own goals. All right? And then you need to find others that share your goals. Really, keeping it moving, number two, you got to keep going. A famous motivational speaker, network marketer, millionaire named Barry Donaldson, I always remember this every time he says it in a presentation. He says, you got to build. You got to keep putting bricks up as bricks are falling down because things are always changing. And so
yes.
number two on the list, yes, yes. It's to keep going. So what if it fell down?
It's raining bricks out here. I ain't talking about the kind that you can make money off of either.
You know, you need
so
these
we gotta
pieces
keep
of
going.
The puzzle.
We got to keep building, even though it's raining. The bricks falling down, we just put them up, and we got to keep going.
Right, right. And you got to keep going, even though you got one floor finished. And,
right.
and you like brick and mortar, I'm doing this. No, keep going because that's where reinvention is going to also come. That's where the creativity is also going to come from. So number three is personal power. You got to know your personal power. That's what's going to help you to keep going. That's what's going to add value to you in the empire because you don't want to lock arms with somebody who ain't bringing nothing. Ladies, you already know what that means. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a job. Quit making excuses. I'm just saying. Okay, and then number four, interdependence. This relates to what I just mentioned. You want to have positive interdependence. You want to create unity with people that bring something to the table, that bring something of value. All right? And the whole thing is going to come together. Now, the people with value don't necessarily always have to have money, right? But money needs
right.
to be in the mix. Resources, people. You need resources to build an empire. Ain't nobody going to war unless they can fund it. You understand? So we need you to have your education and whatever you have in your bag about finances. You need to bring that to the table. And also know your weaknesses. I talked about personal power on number three, but also know your personal weakness because that'll let you know what you can get from different people in regards to building yourself up. So for a success plan, running it down really quickly, know your goals. Be ready to keep it moving, all right? Know your personal power and your personal weaknesses. And number four, get ready for positive interdependence. Get ready for unity. Lock arms with people of value, with people, places, and things of value. And don't be sad about it. Don't think twice about it. If it doesn't work, it's not mutually beneficial, drop it because your empire is at stake. Remember, it's not just yours. This is something that you're building collectively. All right? So on that note, we're going to talk about the collective group that we're a part of, Unconquered Mind Service Group. So happy to have the CEO on the line coming through. Not just, CEO, founder. This dude is an activist, entrepreneur, empowerment speaker, writer, keeps going, artist, keeps going. So definitely help us out as we shoot it up for the Unconquered Mind Service Group founder, Mr. Va Stinson. Welcome to the line, brother. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to say what my son shot there, you know? Damn right. How y'all
Welcome.
Ladies doing? Peace, peace,
man,
peace.
It's
I
nothing
love
but
it.
Good over here.
Thank
yeah.
you so much. Dee
Marie, you still
on
the line?
I'm still on the line. I'm in awe. You know what I'm saying? I'm choked
Let
up.
Me,
man, it's
okay.
In the
building. Can I ask y'all something?
Yeah.
Are y'all smiling? Are y'all smiling?
Yes.
Man, you know what it
Most
is.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. I need it. I love it. I love it. But first of all, thank God I'm here another day, and thank God for y'all's show and having me on the show. And I wanted to, I've been listening in. I've been hearing a lot of good stuff. And like Z Marie said, you know, empire, that's an old word, you know, but one thing about it, it ain't never left. We just lost it in our vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about empires. And just like you said, Sister Toya, take a nation of people to build one empire. So that's why me, I fell in love with just the thought of even going to the Million Man Mars, you know. I had a lot of people, oh, what Farrakhan going to tell me this? I didn't care what Farrakhan was going to say, really. You know what I'm saying? I just looked at the fact that he's going to have over a million people in one spot, that who all basically on the same thing I'm on, you know what I'm saying? So I just took the opportunity to go and network. And a term I like to use in the street, I took to go connect game, you know what I'm saying? So that's mm-hmm. what I went out there to do. And I did it. I have a bunch of brothers calling me back. A bunch of sisters hitting me on the Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a real pleasure to meet these people and know that they doing the same thing we out here doing. So I'm enjoying it. I'm still on the high. I enjoyed every minute, every second of it. It was love definitely with y'all ladies. You know, y'all super fun, and I needed all that energy with me. You know, and we really set the tone and set the atmosphere when we was in the building or when we was around. So I greatly appreciate all that.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Welcome.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you. Peace. It was for real.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
If I could intervene, in regards to the Unconquered Mind Service Group, can you tell our listeners a little bit more background information about what this group is or some goals that you guys have for the 2015?
Well, first of all, Unconquered Mind Association, a.k.a. Unconquered Mind Service Group, we are a service group, and we out here servicing our people, black people, brown people, whatever color people, but you know, like right now my wrist, Black Lives Matter. So, you know, I put my people first because we the ones mm-hmm. who are in trouble. So, but we're a service group, and we about giving back. We don't have no 501(c)(3) and all that there, and we ain't being funded by the government. We out here doing our thing independently, coming together collectively, you know, me, you, and whoever, you know what I'm saying, a couple of more people I have just spread it out through across a couple of cities in the United States, you know what I'm saying? We put together programs to go out here and feed the people, clothe the people, educate the people, you know, and find solutions for the people. So it's nonstop work because our people hungry, you know, and not just for food, for knowledge, for information, solutions, for success, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely feeling the part when you say about growth, because growth don't stop. You know, I don't care if you, as long as you got your mind set on you want to grow, it don't stop. I know a man, 68 years old right now, he said when he was 29, he set 101 goals. He only reached 50-something right now. He's still shooting, you know, so growth do not stop. And like you said, Sister Toya, about the goals, we have to set goals because the problem is not reaching the goals. People not setting the goals to be reached. So, you know, that's what we got to start at, setting these goals and reaching these goals. But coming together collectively because, you know, one man can't do this, you know what I'm saying? One man cannot do it. You Farrakhan mm-hmm. ain't sit there himself, wrote out the blueprint, wrote out the schedule, went, took the time.
Right.
And, nah, he had a team, and everybody was working. It was just like a car. You know what I'm saying? Everything must work for you to get to where you want to go. And so that's what we had to do, learn how to come together collectively and forget all the drama. And I know y'all say Empire L. Damn right, Empire L. I never watched the show, you know. Shouts out to those who are in the show, you know, but those who taking heed from the show and trying to build empire themselves, people I'm looking for to connect with, you know what I'm saying? Not just somebody looking for some drama. We done had enough drama. We done had enough tragedies, you know what I'm saying? So all that there, we don't need no more drama. You know, what that song, Mary J. Blige? No drama. We don't need that, you know? So
none of that.
Seeing that and moving that on out the way. But that's a little
that's
bit about Unconquered Minds, you know. And over this past year, we done fed over 500 individuals. Done fed over 25 families, donated beds and dresses and clothes and food. And even when we went to the Millionaire Mark, we done fed over... I went to feed them over 200 food and give over 200 information, but we fed over about 100 people, and I know we gave well over.
What was the name of the food that you gave the people?
A fresh energy pack. You know what I'm saying? I like to make names up as I go, you know. So it was a fresh energy pack.
Nice.
Yeah, power, fresh energy pack. Nothing major, just something to keep you going throughout the rest of the day. Little granola bar, little Nutri-Grain bar, get your whole grain, little water. Know we need water surviving, some fruits. So that's all we need as far as feeding them.
Elevated health in the building.
Yes.
But I have a question for you, Brother Bar.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. I heard you say something, and it inspired me, and I just want you to speak on it a little more. You said that, and you said it on this call as well, that you can't expect Farrakhan to have answers for your community. And so I think that intrigued me, and I want to know, well, where do the answers come from? For you in particular, for your community, you're a leader of an organization. What are you leaning on to get answers for the people?
Well, when I lean on and get answers for the people, I lean on those that are right around me, you know, those who are in the struggle, those where we can find the answers at, because they know what they need. They know what they lacking. They know what they want. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to be willing to step out here and ask those questions and stop being scared and stop judging people before we even step to them or even know what's going on, why they doing what they doing. You know what I'm saying? You don't know why this man hustling. You don't know why she... whatever, she prostitute, and you don't know why. You know, you don't know what driven them to do that. Ain't nobody wake up and say, I want to sell dope. I want to hustle. No, it don't work like that. It doesn't pass down. And I ain't talking about physically. I'm just talking about this is what you see. This is what I see every day. Then I go, it ain't no job, or even if Walmart or McDonald's is hiring, but my rent $700, that ain't going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like you say, when we build, and we got to also build jobs for these people. You know, and they start right in the churches that they already got the building, you know.
Right.
But most churches not, you know, that's a whole nother topic, a whole nother show. But most churches ain't even trying to even do that, you know, because they ain't open but Monday, Wednesday and Sunday. That's why I host my conference call Wednesday and Sunday, because most people are programmed to even go to church Wednesday and Sunday. So hopefully I can get them to even come on the call just to get a little service and a little knowledge of what's going on in their community, you know. So,
that's right.
You know, that's why I lean at for the answer, though, Sister Marie, Z Marie, to the people, because they are
you
the,
go
they
to the
have,
source. Yeah, it's
that,
just like
that's what it is.
Government. A rich senator, how he know what the minimum wage should be? That's the problem. So I'm glad you go straight to the people, because the people know what they need. The government don't know what we need. They're not even
out there. They not out here, even the pastor, he not out here. So he can't really tell me what I need. He not out here.
They not out here.
He don't desire to go out here. He preached to the same congregation every week. He don't take the time to go out there and recruit new members for his church. Then he's out here. Then you know what really going on. You know, so
I'm out here. That's the definition of keeping it real. To me.
We ain't even going to talk about keeping it real. I done even lost lost the taste of the word keeping it real. Now, I just say, let's keep it true. You know what I'm saying? Because real is, I can see you, you can see me. But the truth is, what are you doing out here? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. We're keeping it true. And for the, like I've been telling everybody, for 2015, we jumping over the middleman. We're going straight to the source. I don't need nobody telling me, oh, Z Marie, her problem is this. No, you know what? Shut up. Z Marie, what's the problem? I don't need nobody talking to you. We going
straight to the source now.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Microphone check. Right now.
Most definitely.
Listen, Brother Vibe.
What's up? What's happening?
Sorry about that, Z Marie. I'm sure you would agree that those of you that are looking to connect with a group like Unconquered Mind Service Group, we need you to put your information out there. I heard you mention a call,
yes,
a conference call. Please share your information with our listeners and our supporters so we can get some people on those calls that you can potentially help and potentially collaborate with.
Yeah.
Well, about you can find everything right on the page, unconqueredminds-servicegroup.com. You'll see when we feed the people once a week, which today I done got with some sisters, and we finna start doing something on Sunday. So it's going to be twice a week now. Like I said, we don't only feed them food. We feed them knowledge, information. If you have some clothes or shoes you need to donate, there's people out here need this stuff, and it's our people who need it. So you can go to Unconquered Minds. That's UNCONQUERED. Minds, MINDS-SG.com. UnconqueredMinds-SG.com. You'll
and
find out about the conference call.
What's the name on Facebook that they can, where they can follow you?
The Facebook is VAH, V-A-H-S-T-I-N-S-O-N, VAH. You can find me on Facebook,
okay,
or even you can go to Unconquered Mind Service Group on Facebook, and you can find us there too. And
right,
we always popping. We always got something going on because it's a lot of work that need to be done. So we don't have no time for drama. It's not a drama line. It's not a social line. No, it's a service line. You call in. What kind of service you do? What you do? You know, because everything is useful. Everything useful. Every voice counts, and we need it all. You know?
Yeah.
So most definitely we doing that. And every Saturday we feed the people, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We out here every Saturday. Get an update. It's, you know, I throw my number out there. It's, you know, whoever. 5-520-9333.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
No, yeah. I need to repeat that. 305-520-9399.
5-20-9-305.
You can reach me.
Thank you.
That's a personal phone right here on my hip, and we can talk whatever. You want to donate, we can do that. We can set up. You can set whatever you need, whatever you're trying to donate. We take it all. We not like the churches. We not just taking money right now. You know what I'm saying? If you want to donate, go buy the stuff. We go out there and we feed the people. Now, if you want to donate some money towards the cause and what we got going on to help build Unconquered Minds more, as far as, you know, getting these buses and these vans, what we trying to get out here, oh, we will take that cash, most definitely. But you will see what you're not. And I'm gonna keep. Bam, bam, bam. I need some shots. I'm gonna keep throwing shots at the church. You are gonna see where your money went. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There you go.
Lum.
Brother Bob, you're not gonna buy a personal jet. That's what you're saying. You ain't gonna buy a personal jet.
No. You know how much a personal jet is. I probably try to run out some of these business who ain't helping the people, but just in our neighborhood, I buy them on out and get them on out the way. You know.
That's the only thing.
That's the problem. They're in our neighborhood, but they're not giving back. But they're constantly taking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like leaving.
We have to hold them accountable.
But guess what? Nobody's holding a gun to our head telling us to go in there and
spend
our hard-earned money with these people. So that's why we got to really bring forward these people.
That's the knowledge you're talking about. We got to re-educate the people. Just do it because you've been doing it. You could do something new.
New traditions.
New traditions, and like Marie said, and you said earlier, things always changing. You know what the change is? We're going to stop going these people. So we're going to stop spending our money with them because they haven't not one time say, oh, you know what? We're giving our stuff free today for 30 minutes in the store. You know what? Everything be all that damn right because everybody home. But they're not doing it. They're not doing nothing. Only thing they're doing is getting your job so you can work.
They can give a few graduating seniors $50 or something. They could do something.
Oh, okay. They can do more. It's not even an option.
For those of you who have kids in high school and, college, and they need their community service hours, Conquer Mind Service Group, we do community service hours, and you will receive a certificate there on Conquered Mind, showing that you did some community service with us and you went out there and interacted with the people and, came together collectively. And this is an experience. Trust me. If you ain't been out there really in the hood and sit out there and fed these people and see how hungry they is and watch how they eat, watch how the love they show you just from coming out here doing what you're doing, trust me, it's something you need to do. I'm encouraging everybody. Just get out there in your community. You got to be in mind. Go out there in yours and do it. It's on Sundays, everybody cooks big dinners anyway. Make a couple of plates and go out there and pass to somebody who owns it.
Yeah. Up on community service. Service everywhere, state to state. Listen, we need to know, one of the last things I want to make sure you mention in regards to Empire Building, we talked about connections and collaborating. I need to know who Unconquered Minds is connected with, because I'm pretty sure by what you're saying that you're connected with some awesome, awesome groups.
Most definitely. I'm connected with quite a few people, some individuals, not even groups, just individuals who about the community and who willing to get out here and work. But the groups I'm connected with, for one, the RVPP, the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, for two, Probation Station with the Princess.
Shout out to Probation Station.
Yes, ma'am. The Princess Mona Lisa Webster. ProbationStation.com. That's every Tuesday and every Monday. Well, first Monday of the month, she do her thing, but every Tuesday, she do her thing. Probation Station, the Princess, Miss Mona Lisa. And I can't forget the awesome ladies over here, Vibrating Elevate. I love y'all.
That's
love what
so
y'all
so.
Doing. I love connecting with y'all. Little do y'all know, or well, y'all should know, I learned a lot from y'all, and I hats off to y'all. To everybody I'm connected with, and those who listen and who I forgot, but I have a lot of interviews to help.
Give
us
special
shout out to honor Keisha Gully. I would like to honor the initiative work. These are some people who are really, really into the struggle. These are people who have so much knowledge and information, and they share it willingly. So I just want to say peace. Black people do unite, and I thank those sisters and brothers.
And we unite all over the globe. It's just not in Miami. I'm talking about we from Miami,
that's right.
Jacksonville, Orlando, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Shout out to Brother Geronimo, man. He's doing major things in the prison. Shout out to him, man. And Chicago, Illinois, Z Marie. So we all over the globe, man. All the way to California.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So we out here.
We out here. Shouts out to Miss Misty, who we also met and will be doing some future collaborations with. She has an awesome show. Z Marie, you remember the name of her show?
It's the Initiative Network. So they actually
the Initiative Network.
The Initiative Network, and they have shows 6 days a week. You can find them on Blog Talk Radio. They have a few brothers who are awesome. They have the sister who does the show, and she's just really, really powerful. It's they're based out of, I think there are a few of them are in Michigan. Listen to the Initiative Network. Go ahead and like them on Facebook. And also, like I said, you can find them on Blog Talk Radio, just like you can find us on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you stay plugged in, people.
That's right. Yep. And I want to say that thank you to all the callers that called in.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to join the Vibrate Elevate Network. I really appreciate you ladies. Y'all hold it down every Sunday at 6:30. And I'm one of your number one fans. Yeah, because I know y'all out here putting in work, not just talking. Like a lot of brothers can talk that hotel putting in no work. So So I'm about that service, man. One of the sisters used to tell me all the time, I ain't about that lip action. I'm about that work. So that's what we out here doing. We putting in that work.
That's right.
Hey, Brother Ba, they say we got two ears and one mouth, Brother Ba.
You're right about that. That's why I'm a student as well as I'm a teacher. But I'm always, to become a good talker, you got to be a good listener. So,
that's right.
You know.
Hey, guys, I have a few callers on the line. I wanted to open up a call before we close out the line and get some input from the callers. All right?
Take that. Take that, like P. Diddy said. Take that.
Last four digits, 3960. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. It's Empire or Else. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to this evening?
This is Queen Quita on the line. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Lord, hold on. Let me shoot it up for Miss Quita. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for calling in. Queen Quita is one of our new listeners and supporters. Thank you so much for calling in and tuning in this evening. And we hope that you got your Empire blueprint ready to go. How did you enjoy the show this evening?
Thank you all. I just want to say thank you all for having me, and you ladies are doing a great work. I am excited and happy to be on the call tonight. I do have my blueprint ready. I'm super stoked because we are in October, so we have two more months left in 2015. So I think this is the perfect, you know, jump off to 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to start implementing our goals right now and stop waiting until the 30th or the 25th of December, however, you know, to go ahead and start getting things for 26 for the next year ready. So I think this is perfect. I think this is awesome what you ladies are doing, and I'm definitely, you know, I'm going to ride it out with you all, support you all. I am a part of Unconquered Minds. Shout out to Brother Vaughn for what he's doing. He is amazing. Okay. I know where he comes from, you know, the struggles, everything. And I'm just super, super proud of him. And I will support him and back him in whatever he's doing. I'm going to get on the call whenever I can because you ladies are saying some powerful things. And that's knowledge and food for, you know, my soul. And I'm sure if I'm getting fed, you know, other people on this call, it got to be doing something for me. It's my first time chiming in. So, you know, everybody has to be a part of it. People have to be willing to put in the work. So, you know, I'm one of those people where I talk a good talk, and I can say I know one of my weaknesses, I fall short a lot with walking my walk. So I feel like as long as I'm a part of, you know, standing collectively with a group of people like you all and with my brother Vaughn, that I can, you know, attain my goals, reach my goals. So
absolutely,
shout out to y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Those words were so sweet. And it encourages us when we hear, you know, our callers and listeners chime in and let us know that this thing working. So we appreciate you. We look forward to working with you and collaborating with you. Z-Marie, I had the pleasure of meeting Queen Quita or being introduced to her via phone this week. And beautiful sister.
I'm jealous.
So.
I'm jealous. I
want to
know how she put it down. I don't know if she's calling in, following the right people. So she's doing something right. She ain't just talking.
Yes. Look out. We going to be a force to be reckoned with, you know. So, hey, it's enough room for all us queens in the queendom, you know, in the empire.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, let's do it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Vaughn. Thank you, Unconquered Minds. Thank you, Queen Quita. Thank you for all the other listeners and callers that called in. Thank you, Z-Marie, for an awesome, awesome show. And we know that Empire or Else just means it's time to take it to that next level. And for those of you that have been following the show, last year we got you ready for 2015 around this same time. That's why when Quita said that, I was like, wow. On point.
Wow.
We're getting you ready. We're getting you ready to bring in and usher in these things that you want. And so in order to do that, one, know your goals. Two, keep it going. Three, identify your personal power. And four, make sure you connect and have a positive interdependent relationship with people that are doing something similar, people that share a similar goal. And so this is how you're going to get your empire. Or else, honey, there's no other option. It's empire or nothing. And so definitely collaborate with people, places, and things. that serve you, people, places, and things that compliment you, and do a good service this week. We want to challenge you to do a good service this week. As Unconquered Minds feeds the people on a weekly basis, we want you to donate. We want you to reach out to someone who you know needs something, and help them. Help them and help yourself. And I don't know if Z Marie has any closing remarks, but that's it for Miss Controversy. Z Marie, what's up?
I just wanted to say, if you do eat meat, just go ahead and ask the little establishment if it's grass-fed. That's all I want to say. Just ask them if it's grass-fed. If it ain't grass-fed, just pass on it and eat a vegetarian plate. You can have your meat every now and then, but just make sure feeding these poor cows and chickens corn and other animals. They need to be feeding these animals grass, their natural diet. So that's all I have to say.
Right.
Just watch what you eat this week. It's okay to
watch
eat some,
what you
some
eat.
Animals every now and then, but just make sure they're feeding the animals their natural diet. And that's
right.
That's all I
want
to say on that.
I had something to say too, ladies, before y'all go ahead and exit. I know we done ran over time, and I really appreciate y'all. I just want to let everybody know, you know, definitely y'all who know me, you know, my saying is the purpose of life is to have a life full of purpose. So make sure you out here giving your life meaning. And we don't just go out here servicing the people just because we want to. We do it because it's the right thing to do. When you serving others, you also serving yourself. So, you know, because that's what we out here for. We out here to help one another. And
yes.
I'm going to leave it like that from Unconquered Minds. And shouts out to my brother Black Cloud over there at RBPP. Wonderful, amazing brother. I learned a lot from him. And everybody who else support the Unconquered Minds Service Group. My mom and my daddy even out here, people. So I don't want to hear about no age and no excuses, man. It can be done. It can be done.
That's
anything
right.
The mind can conceive, it can achieve. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do is believe. So I'm going to leave that like that.
Hey, that brother a prophet right there. That brother a prophet.
So, no.
Well,
listen.
Sister Bird, thank you so much, Miss Controversy, for always connecting the right people, places, and things. This girl is full of energy. She's full of love. She's beautiful, and I'm just grateful that she's a reflection of me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do it.
You know what I'm saying?
I see
I know that's right.
In the mirror.
Thanks to all the queens out here, man. Hold on, all the queens. I think I see more queens than kings at the Million Man Mall. I don't want to knock it. I might be wrong, but I've seen a lot of strong, powerful sisters out there, man. Some of you brothers who listen in, y'all gonna have to step up, man. You know, because all
right.
These powerful queens and a lot of them out here single. You know, and we don't need that. What's a queen without a king? What's a king without a queen? So I'm going to need y'all to get it together, man.
Please say that again, because some of us are extra single. You know how they got, like, the extra medium? Some of us extra single. We don't need
you
that.
Know what I'm
saying? Hey, that's a whole nother show. Specifically talking about Empire, though. That's huge.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
We might
Straight
need
up.
To get into that on another show, because we can't have an empire if the family unit is not there. And Black single men and women, we need to find each other, especially if we have sense.
I'm good.
Not the ones that don't have sense. But those of you that qualify, we want to build an empire. Coming to you live, the Empire Dating Show. Yes, hosted by Vibrate
yes.
Elevate.
Yes.
Love that.
Okay, well, listen, people, we got to wrap this thing up. Thank you so much for all the energy and all the love and support. You can find us on the same show, same station, same time next week, vibrateandelevate.com. You can also check out Elevated Health and Wealth for those of you looking for a mind, body, soul transformation. Please
yes.
reach out to me. Myself, Z Marie, all of our information is in the show description. You can find us on Facebook. And again, you can check us out on vibrateandelevate.com. Thank you so much. And it's been a blessing. Peace, everyone.
Peace.
That's what's up. Yo, Z.
Yes, yes.
Look, this is your little song request.
ain't scared of nothing. They say he's so reckless. Monkey in the cage.
Girl, these rappers.